talking about?
Ooh, we're gonna have a lot of fixes.
We're gonna have so many fucking fixes up in this motherfucker. This shit's gonna go through the roof, man.
Ooh.
Ah, damn, I'm shitting gold these days.
Soldier boy, Dre. Oh, we made it. Turn me up just a little bit in the headphone. Worldwide. International. Nigga, we made it. Hey, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Hey, damn, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Hey, we made it. Hey, nigga, we made it. Hey, we made it.
Yeah. She said she working for Walgreens, but not in the store at the head office. Your hair was so good, it makes sense why you work at the head office. In 2007, I sat in the lobby of Motown and waited. Now I walk into the building and go off like, nigga, we made it. When I walk through these halls, man, this beat should be playing. I just came to make sure you not missing no payments. Not turning shit down while I issue my statement. It needed a moment of silence. Nigga, we made it. You fly out your lady, I fly out my latest. Bitches can't front on a kid anymore, man. They know what my name is. And if by chance she don't know who I am, she just know that I'm famous. I'ma just hand her a business card and say, nigga, we made it. And she gotta come through the hotel and pop it off for me. Then she go text her best friend like, girl, he got some good dick and money. Her friend hit her back like I know that already. That nigga's amazing. Then I send a message to both of their asses like, nigga, we made it.
Kinda makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Hey, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Hey, damn, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Hey, we made it. Hey, nigga, we made it. Hey, we made it.
Yeah.
If they with me, just know that they with it and bought it. If I said it, I meant it. There's no way around it. OVO reps up, man. P-Rain is next up. Why she wait? Go crazy. When Baca came home for the holidays, I was like, nigga, we made it. And all of those lawyer fees, nigga, I paid it. My family get all of my loyalty, all of my patience. My life for your life, man, I wouldn't trade it. I would just look at you dead in your face and say, nigga, we made it. I swear that we made it. Sell off the ting, I'm a king in Jamaica. But I've been on that wave, that's why this year I tell ya, I don't need no favors.
Damn, Soulja Boy, stun on them haters.
And my resolution for New Year's is, nigga, we made it. You don't know how long I waited. I could have been waiting on tables. My karma's amazing. I'm out in the Caymans. Rented a 12-bedroom house just to sleep all the women we came with. That's ignorant, ain't it? Sometimes I question myself when I think about the pictures I painted. Then I pick up my brush and I sign at the bottom like, nigga, we made it.
Hey, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Hey, damn, we made it. I remember standing in the hood, telling my partner and my mama, everything gonna be all good. Nigga, we made it. Damn, I'm up in Las Vegas. Damn, I never was supposed to have shit. Nah, my life is lavish. Every night fucking a bad bitch. Nigga, we made it. Copping a Lambo cash. The Bentley two times I crashed. Nigga, we made it.
Nigga, we made it.
Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers live here at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com in the heart of Bushwick, Brooklyn. We are speaking to you live from Osama bin Laden's man cave. Got a great price on it. It's real nice. About to kick down some doors. And that's just going to be real. Yes. But I'm so glad you all made it. Not yet, Bobby. Not yet, Bobby. Okay, everybody needs to calm down. Oh, my God. We're about to hit that part of the year where it goes down, my friends. It's about to be the unofficial start of the summer with Memorial Day weekend coming up this Monday, which means most of y'all will be leaving work around 1:30 this Friday, or maybe on Thursday, and calling out for Friday because y'all some lazy bums, whatever. So shout out to you. I'm not hating. I'm appreciating. Yes, Memorial Day weekend coming up. Whatever you're doing, hopefully you're doing it well. Before we move on, I'd like to say congratulations to all the people graduating out there, undergrad, graduate, postdoctorate studies, all of you who've matriculated. Past high school, all of you who passed high school, all of you who having parties because you got through high school, eighth grade, even the K through fivers. If you all about the pomp and circumstance, this one's for you. So congratulations, all of y'all. It's graduation season. Let's all matriculate out there. Bobby, what do you got to say about that? Like we cops on them. With them 16s, we gonna put some shots on. No, Bobby, we ain't gonna put some shots on him, Bobby. That's not right. Shame on you, Bobby. Stay in the corner, Bobby. Keep your head up. Keep your head up, Bobby Schmada, wherever you are. Anyway, I'm your host, Remick Benice. I'll be taking you to the top of the hour here at Radio Free Brooklyn. We'll be talking whatever you want. Today's topics. Oh, Melania. Woo, who knew? Man, you thought you had a hard cuffing season. Melania's just had a hard, 12 years? Who the fuck knew? Anyway, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. It's a free-form radio station. This is somewhat of an adult show. I will be featuring some adult themes, perhaps, or not, you know. But if you have any kids in the room and you don't want them here, it's time to either put in your headphones or tell Junior to go to the back and let them be, okay? Anyway, I will be doing some house business. Give me a second here, and here we go. Boom. Welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn. If you enjoy Radio Free Brooklyn and all the freeform radio that it enhances for your listening pleasure, please log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And if you'd like to set up if you'd like to donate to Radio Free Brooklyn, please do at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. If you'd like to sponsor a show, go ahead. If you'd like to sponsor Radio Free Brooklyn as a whole, then do that too. Any form of donation will be welcomed. $1, $5, $10. 5 cent, 5 cent, 10 cent, a dollar. Yes. So set up your donation, or if you'd like to set up some sponsorship with the show, please do, or just Radio Free Brooklyn as a whole. And we'd like to thank you for listening to Freeform Radio. Boop. Anyway, moving back. So, yeah, man. So it's getting hot out there. It's gonna be a really nice weekend, from what I was told. And is this Fleet Week? No, I don't even know. Is Memorial Day weekend Fleet Week? I'm not sure. If you'd like to call in, you can call in 718-928-9732. I'll be going on Facebook Live pretty soon. We'll be discussing with some folks what's going on out there. But yes, the topics of the day are as follows. Melania Trump is Bayless. Yes, right. That's right. Bayless, B-A-E hyphen less. That's right. And Melania Trump has been seen swatting the hand of the tangerine that fed her. She's like, no more. I make baby with you. I do not have to love you in public. Okay? I didn't sign up for all of this. All right? So where's my Jimmy Choo's? Yeah, she's not down for none of that. You know, like Melania's like the rest of us. We're all in a loveless marriage. So shout out to Melania, I guess. You know what? No shout out to her. I rescind that bell. You know what I'm saying? Because she was a part-time birther herself, talking trash about Barry. Don't ever talk about my boy Barry. This is what you get. You need to understand, you will not talk trash about my boy Barry, you sleep with your big orange. You sleep with that spray tan urinated bed. Enjoy. Whatever. I'm sure you still got the prenup, but whatever. Hopefully you're still in the will. You're going to be all right. Stop crying. Earn it. Own it. Love it. Anyway, moving forward, we'll also be discussing the worst White House budget ever. Apparently, the 45 Savage has sent in his budget recommendations for the upcoming fiscal year. I believe it's $4.1 trillion or something in spending, with, what, $54 billion going to defense, and a fuck you and eat dicks to everybody else. So, yeah. So there's that. There's that going on. And finally, it's Memorial Day weekend. Who's out here cooking? If you are, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get an invite, so what's good? Talk to me. If you'd like to invite me over the phone, call me at 718-928-9732. Boom. But until then, we'll see what happens. Anyway. All right. I'll come back. We're gonna set up a little bit for Facebook Live. I'm going to hit you up with Ace Hood over here with the new Bugatti, I guess. Let's see. Hello, Ace Hood. Are you doing the new Bugatti? Perhaps the old Bugatti is in the shop. Yes? All right. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they start it hating. I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I'm rich as a bitch. 100K, I spun that on my wrist. $200, spun that on your bitch. Do me your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the core in the end. Murder, she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Woke up, running in my own crib as big as a college. Smoke me a pound of the loudest. Whipping some shit with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses all in them Porsches. You pussies can't handle afford it. $4,200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like Corbett. Fuck all you haters, you bore me. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Repping my city around in my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the case. Niggas won't beef, then I visit your place. Bang. I'm looking for you a Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they start it hating. I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I'm at it again. There go that flow bringing tragedy in. Cop me a chain, your salary spent. Niggas this week bring them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling them skinny like Austin twins. Niggas the squares, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Strap with them choppers in back of the rear. Sock passe, them killers is here. Woke up early, they mounting. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Want it with me, I deliver the beef. Real niggas only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when that red on your sleeve. Bang, 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 bang. Survival is a game of chance. Revenge is a calculated plan of action. I come looking for you a Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they start it hating. I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Photographs house of dope boys. It's all they taking fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hating, push a button on his broke boys. As detonation walk the road to riches bare feet. Me, I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that's 12 G's. I'm trying to bubble every summer hunting LP. You gotta love me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bonus, hit that man, that's from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, fingerprints is on a honey meal. That what it is, Ricky Rose and Ace Hood. We hella trip, yeah.
I come looking for you, a Haitian.
What you know about
this? I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best.
Double I put you from different races. You get money, they started hating.
Turn up. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Oh, Shikakawa, yeah. Who told you going to sleep in my new Bugatti? What is wrong with you, my friend? Uh-oh. This is wrong. This is not white. Anyway, what is going on? Welcome back to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. My name is Remick Benice. As always, good. We are coming to you live from Bushwick, from the man cave of previous owner Osama bin Laden. He's no longer with us, but his crib is here. Yes, we got some lovely specs in here, except for AC. This place is kind of okay. So, yeah. So, shout out to the Taliban. Not. Boom. How's everything? I wish you all a happy hump day. If you haven't humped yet, get that out your system. You know what I'm saying? Skeet, skeet to all my friends out there. Good luck with that. Hope it works out with it. Hope it works out with you. Anyway, let's begin from the beginning. Melania Trump. Why you got a front on me, girl? Melania Trump all week long is on this trip. She's on a war tour with Muhammad her man, aka 45 Savage. 45 Savage is took a trip out of the United States because the block is hot right now. You know, everybody's trying to figure out like, hey, do you really have that hookup with all of Russia? Like, please let me know. You know what I'm saying? But he said, nah, chill. I got some things going on. I gotta deliver on world peace. You know what I'm saying? Let me go talk to the Muslims first. Went out to wherever he was. Oh my God! Shout out to Mike Dowry. Oh, at Malik's graduation, 17 years went by quick. Dang! Boom. What's up with you, Mike? Oh man, you know what? We'll return to Melania. Let's talk about graduation season. Shout out to Malik Martin graduating. Oh my God, 17 years. That boy was the size of a little boy, and now he's a grown-ass man, like, you know, dunking with two hands. Shout out to Malik Martin, wherever you are. Hope you're doing well. You know what I'm saying? Good on you. I don't even know where he's going to school, but that boy good. He got talent. That boy got talent, I tell you. Oh, boom. He's doing his thing at York Catholic this year. Oh, man, they came up short, but that's okay. But Malik was doing his thing. He's beasting. Grabbing boards, slapping boards, doing everything. That dude's a beast. But shout out to you, Mike. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Biscuit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all did good. You did good by that kid. You did real good. Anyway. All right. Let's move past graduation and move on to some messiness. Yes, Melania Trump. Like, why won't you just hold your boo's hand? You know what I'm saying? You married that dude. You need to hold that dude's hand. That's all I'm just saying. You know, that's your boo. Hold his hand. He's in public. You know what I'm saying? If you don't hold your child's hand while they cross the street, that kid's going to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? And clearly 45 Savage is a child. You need to hold his hand. You know what I'm saying? That's negligent if you just allow him to get off that plane, you know what I'm saying, and just not hold his hand. Do something with your life, Melania. You know what I mean? It's like, this is not what I signed up for. You signed up for this too. All right? I don't want to hear it. You know? And before anybody comes and talks about that whole, well, Melania is... We need to free her and everything. I'm like, no. She did this of her own free will. And if she was talking greasy about Barry, so no. Like, she thought Barry was she was on that birth certificate kick too. So I got no love for Melania Trump. She's gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? She's in the will. You know, if Melania is in the will, It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? She chose to marry this man for his money. Like, let's be real, all right? It was for the money. She doesn't like him, LOL. Shout out to Maya. Anyway, that's on her. She don't like him. She should have known that. He put a ring on it. And he's just asking, like, hey, could you hold my hand as I cross the street? Why don't you hold the hands of the elderly as they cross the street, or even go down some really sharply inclined stairs? You know, he's trying to go downstairs. What you think you want to bust a hip coming getting off of Air Force One? Hold that old man's hands. You know what I'm saying? Boo. Like, let's see. She chose to be there. Word. I'm just saying. I feel no pity and no sorrow for Melania Trump. She chose to be there. We make choices in life. Even the choices that we do not choose to make, that is a choice within itself. A non-choice is a choice. You know. So she chose to be. She chose to say yes. Now, I'm sure, like, yes, you know, he probably picked it up from a catalog. This is true. Whatever. But still, somehow, some way, she could have broken away years ago. In fact, I'm going to put 6-7 more chips in the middle of the table. She chose to have this man's baby. We're done. You know what I'm saying? That, because guess what? You chose to have his baby. You knew what was up. There you go. That's your baby father. We're at another range now. Like, you gonna be all right, girl. I don't feel bad for you. You know what I'm saying? All this, you know, getting off the plane, looking, getting all fussy and everything. What? You don't think those clothes can go back to to what's the name? To the Gap tomorrow? I don't even know if she shops at the Gap, but whatever. Well, yeah, I have no problems hating on Melania Trump. She gonna be all right. Stop crying. I do not cry for Melania Trump. All right. Jeez. I cry for people who really need it out there. It's not like he's beating her. Which I do not know. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, does he spend more time with his daughter than he does with Melania? Yeah, but you know, I mean, his daughter's his first love. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm putting it out there. We know what it is. What? Don't make me have to say it. Don't make me have to say this. You know what it is. You know who his true one and only boo is. Everybody knows Ivanka's the first lady of America right now. Everybody knows Ivanka's the first lady. Stop crying. You know, like, look at Melania stand there in a full side piece regiment. God, can't take it no more. She's like, this is crazy. I'm your wife. I have your baby. Why you spend so much time with her daughter? Why does she sit on your lap all the time? There's a chair right there. Like, nobody cares, Melania. Like, get off it. Anyway. Yeah. But he's out the country. We're going to be all right. You know. Anybody catch him sword dancing? Did anybody see him sword dancing in Saudi Arabia? You know, for somebody, some dude who was talking all that shit about, I'm going to make the Saudis pay and this, you know, radical Islamic terrorism and all this stuff. You know, you sure do like to hold hands with the Arabs and start doing like the juju man on that beat. I saw Trump out there. Whatever, man. Shout out to Smith. Like, yeah, that's an African accent. That was somewhat of an African accent mixed in with some kind of Slovenian accent. Whatever. My accents don't work out that well. Whatever. I ain't no Airy Spears. I don't know no accents, man. Anyway. Yeah, but I you came to the wrong place for pity, Melania. I don't know you. What's up, Pat? Good to see you, man. Hope everything is well. Ka-ka. So, yeah. All right, moving on. If for some reason you'd like to apply for help from the government next year, I'm going to give you two middle fingers because that's what the government's going to give you. Apparently, with the new Trump budget that was handed in, where he asked for about $4.1 trillion, there's been a whole lot of money for going towards like Veterans Affairs and the defense budget, but anything dealing with social programs, education, and science, he's pretty much give like two middle fingers. That's right. Two middle fingers to science, because if Trump has to read it, it's not real. It's all fake. All right. Science is fake, you know, and which is weird. A guy like that should be applauding science. Science is the reason why he's got that orange glow. Shouldn't he give science back like a little piece? He's got to slide science back at least like $2. You know what I'm saying? At least $2. Do something, my friend. Do something. Anyway, yeah, a whole lot of people are going to suffer because, well, you know, he is who he is. Anyway, I got new love for them. What do y'all think out there, huh? What's going on? I have no love for this dude. I mean, every other day I'm like, are we close to impeachment? Is this ever gonna happen? Can we just get there yet? You know, are we there yet? I feel like America is just like a bunch of people sitting in the back of like an Uber pool right now, and Trump's driving. And we're just keep asking the question: are we at impeachment yet? We got to be close to impeachment, right? You know, how hard is it to prove impeachment? I'm just saying, man. Let's get there. Let's get there now. You know. So, well, it's probably gonna take a little bit. You know, like impeachment. I guess it's like trying to. Let's try. I guess it's like baking a cake. You know, you like a watch pot don't boil. And, you know, you can't watch the oven too long. So I guess we'll get to impeachment hopefully by Christmas. You know, that'll be a nice little Christmas gift for everybody. You know, he gets impeached and everybody gets like a new Xbox or something. Perhaps. Yeah. Fingers crossed. New Xbox for everybody. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm going to set up some stuff here. Let's see. My God, what is going on today? I am going to fix. I got to figure out some stuff in the studio. There's been some shifting of the wares, but we're gonna be all right. What's going on with you all out there on Facebook Live? I hope everything is well with you guys. Who's at the cookout this weekend? Who's doing a cookout? And if so, let me know what's going on. Oh my God, Jonathan Huck. My dude, how are you? I hope everything is well with you and yours. Oh, my God. It's been way too long. I wish you well, sir. I wish you well. I'm in Brooklyn doing everything. Doing everything that I didn't know that I'd be doing, but I'm doing it when I'm doing it. Yeah, man. So I hope you're doing well. Man. You know what? I was thinking about you, Jonathan Huck, the other day. Not like that, but I was thinking about you. Because I was at this place, and they were selling Buckeyes. And I was like, oh, I've had one of those with the little chocolate cover with the peanut butter inside. And I was like, man, the first time I ever had a Buckeye. Well, like Jonathan Huck. I want to thank you, sir. Like, boom. Shout out to Jonathan. Anyway, this weekend is Dance Africa Festival. Well, well, well. I guess I'll be out in the streets. Oh, my God. Yes. Dance Africa. What is that? Is that in Harlem or in Brooklyn? It's like, I guess we'll be doing, oh, BAM Festival. That's right. Good. I guess I'll be out in the streets in shades and walking around with the people because I got to be with the people. If you're not with the people, well, you're all by yourself, lonely at home. Oh, don't do that. Life is too short to be lonely. Yeah. Oh, so Dance Africa. I'm all about that. Shout out to Nomo, wherever you are. Yeah. So let's see. I'm going to be. What am I going to be doing this weekend? I got absolutely nothing to do. I'm going to go return some books to the library. Might go for a walk in the park. If the wind kicks up, I might go fly a kite this weekend. I haven't flown a kite all spring long. It's been it's kind of throwing me off that I haven't flown a kite this long. It's just I'm an avid kite flyer. Whatever. Anyway, for the culture, I'm gonna be out there with the culture. Are you gonna be out there, Voodoo? I hope you are. It's like, I don't want to be walking out here alone out in these streets, you know. I don't want to be out here alone, my friend. I don't want to be out here talking to myself like I am, on this mic. Oh man, yeah. So let's concentrate. All right. Boom. So let's get back to the actual factuals. So Memorial Day weekend, who's having these cookouts? I need a cook. I think you know, Memorial Day marks it's like the triple crown of cookouts, pretty much. It marks the first part of the triple crown of cookouts, because the triple crown of cookouts goes as follows: Memorial Day, first cookout; 4th of July, second cookout; Labor Day, third cookout. And there goes your whole summer right there. You know, that's your bookend. That's your bookend, your middle, your end. You know, you go those three cookouts, you're good to go. And you don't necessarily need to have a Memorial Day cookout per se, but if, as long as it's a gathering where, you know, something was cooked on a grill, or the scent of a grill was near, you know, because I'll put it like this. If a couple of people just get together and go to, like, you know, White Castle's or Popeye's, and you can crack open a window and you can smell the scent of, like, somebody grilling or barbecuing, that's okay. That's I'm going to go with honorable mention on that one. That's honorable mention. We're going to be all right. That's honorable mention. Yes? Yes, good, good. I say good. So, yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking for a cookout. If there's no cookout, that's okay. I will find myself a spot to just chill, and we'll get this thing done. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Oh, I'm going to play a little music. Does anybody have any requests? Because if not, I'm just going to go knuck if you buck up in this piece, because I do not care. You know what I'm saying? Every day I wake up, I knuck, I buck. I do not care, son. It's all about that. Anyway, well, if you'd like to call in, the number is 718-928-9732. Boom. But until then, we're going with Crime Mob. Knuck if you buck. We're doing this.
Jumping, bumping, every car cop in this day of fate. Throwing the balls, I pack these soldiers, screaming and bleeding from their nose. But when we start, that's where we make them niggas hit the flow. Ain't no game off in this thing. We be deep off in your party. Call my niggas, get it started. And with niggas, be the hardest. So if a nigga come and run they mouth just like a hoe, punch him dead up in his nose and stomp his ass out to the flow.
Yeah, we nuggy and buggy and ready to fight.
Plays Knuck If You Buck in a car rolling up to you, you just run. That's all I have to say about that.
Keep up.
Oh, shout out to all the teachers out there who knucking and bucking and ready to fight. Oh, it's about state tests going on. Everybody out here in the piece. We trying to graduate. All college graduations are pretty much done in the books. College, high school graduations, y'all next. You young little fuckers. Like, do not mess around. Jeez. All right? The stakes is high. All right? Go pass your little standardized test. Let these teachers out. Free all the teachers. You know what I'm saying? You know, I look at the teachers like, we should have a big old thing like bring back our girls. We're like, no, free teachers. Free the teachers. They need to be out here in these streets too. You know what I'm saying? They've been held hostage for about, 10 months? They're like, all they ask is 2 months off. Free teachers. So hashtag free teachers. That's all I'm saying. Hashtag free the teachers. We must free the teachers. Why? Why must they teach all the year long? This is not their fault. The student must learn on their own. I don't even know what happened there. I don't even know. I was transported to a place in Nairobi. I have no clue what is going on in here. It is hot as balls in here, by the way. I do not know what's going on. I'm gonna try to turn on I would turn on the AC during the show, but it would sound like where I'm having a show downstairs in the basement, which I am. So whatever. Ah, good. What's on your mind on Facebook Live? What's going on? Love you all. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I already spoke about Melania. I don't care about her pain. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, we as black people live with pain all the damn time. So hey, Melania. Like, hold that fat orange man's hand. That's all I'm just saying. You know, fat orange people need love too. How about that, Melania? All right? This was in the contract. You hold my hand when I deplane the plane. You hold my hand when I deplane the plane. You knew this. You have my baby. You live in my house. You hold my hand when I get off planes. You know I'm scared of stairs. You know I hate stairs. You know? You know, shout out to Trump. He's scared of stairs. He doesn't like going downstairs. That's why he doesn't visit Kellyanne Conway, who's like one floor above him and everything like that. Because he's like he has to take the stairs. He's very scared of stairs. That's right. He'll talk some trash about Mexicans in a wall. Very scared of stairs. Whatever. Can't stand that motherfucker. Oh man, man. We're all in a bad relationship, aren't we? It's okay. We can talk about it. We are all in a bad relationship right now, you know, and this is our support group. I'd like to think of this hour as our weekly support group as to like, okay, what do we do before he just implodes or decides that, you know what, psych, I'm rushing, I'm out of here, you know. But this is our weekly support group. We can do this together, you know what I'm saying? Me, you, us, we, them, you know what I'm saying? Man's in them. You know what I mean? Anyway, yeah. So, shout out to all the teachers, like I said before. Yeah. We're gonna be all right. I'm trying to build and uplift all the youth. All the good youth. Even all the bad youth. All the youth needs to be up. The youth needs to be uplifted. That's right, youth. Y-O-U-F. F. Youth. So Jonathan Huck just asked me. Does his health hold up even through the end of the year? You know what? I'm going to go with he probably does. That dude drinks like, what, 2 Diet Cokes and eats, what, Kentucky Fried Chicken on Fridays? Yeah, man. I'm going to go with that dude's damn near bulletproof. He doesn't care. He's 70 eating fried chicken and soda. He gives no fucks. Like, that's a royal double middle finger up to everybody. You know what I'm saying? That whole like, oh, well, you know, you need to eat quinoa, you know, run a mile and a half a day and drink black coffee and stay away from sugar. And Trump is like, fuck you. Like, that's what it is. You know, all your hopes and dreams and all the things that you thought were true. Trump says, don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? What? Climate science. Don't believe it. You're like, whatever. I don't need all that. It's a lie. Yeah, he holds up. He'll be fine. His hair might get a little whiter, but that's okay. They'll just fly in somebody who can, like, you know, urinate on his hair and just get it at that good dingy yellow that he likes. So, yeah. Voodoo chimes in. If Dick Cheney can live without a heart, Trump can live forever. This is true. Yeah, boom. And shout out to your hate, my friend. Good point. Good point. Yo, Dick Cheney has no heart. Nah, seriously. Dick Cheney is the Tin Man. If they had, like, if we did some kind of form of, The Wizard of Oz, Dick Cheney would play the Tin Man because he has no heart. Man has no heart. And he's still with us. You know what I'm saying? Antonin Scalia, dead. You know what I'm saying? Antonin Scalia was hunting and somewhere between the shooting and, I don't know, fingering his girlfriend, dead. Dick Cheney, still alive, kicking it. Dick Cheney over here doing the Running Man. Might be at a black, he might be at one of these black weddings this summer and everything like that, doing the Juju Man on that beat. I'm just saying, he's out here. Oh, do you, let's see, Lionel, DJ Lon chimes in. Do you think The Rock will win if he runs for president? He probably would. But here's the thing. He's so liked. I think he should learn the lesson that Trump learned. You know, being president, you're going to have to make some hard decisions. And with those hard decisions, all the people who liked you as you were going in, they're going to stop not liking you as you do your damn job. And he needs to understand that. I mean, I would love to see The Rock drop the people's elbow like on Vladimir Putin. That'd be great. That'd be great. If he could just, like, you know, come in there like, oh, and your name is Vlad? How do you spell that? V-L. It doesn't matter how you spell your name. You know what I'm saying? I would love to see him do that. I would love to see The Rock as president. That would be fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. If there was like Voodoo chimes in a ladder match for the presidency. Ooh, that would be great. Oh, that, like, if they could have like Vladimir Putin and The Rock come down to Madison Square Garden and just solve this once and for all, you know, for the sake of the heart of America and everything, that'd be great. That'd be great. Like, and it'd be like the same weekend of election weekend and election day and everything. So elections day is that Tuesday. So that Friday, Saturday, we'd have like WrestleMania for the world. You know what I'm saying? Worldwide WrestleMania. Oh, son, you know. But I can see The Rock saying to himself, like, nah, chill. Look at this. Like, Trump was kind of liked, and now he's super hated. You know, even by the people who really loved him, super hated. You know what I'm saying? Because now they're finding out, you know, not only is he a Russian, he's also a reptile, and you don't want that shit out there. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that. The Rock, as in my boo thing, Dwayne Johnson. Yes, The Rock, as in your boo thing, Dwayne Johnson, Alicia Allen, whatever. You know, he don't know you. He don't know you, girl. You know what I'm saying? Do you know how many women call The Rock their boo thing? You're like, geez. You know that's his middle name, right? His middle name is Boo Thing. How about that? You know? Jeez. Why don't you come back to Earth? Why don't you come back to Earth, okay? You need to calm down, all right? Hey, ooh, that'd be nice. Vladimir Putin and The Rock in a cage match. Woo! Oh, my God. Oh, and with guest referee Ric Flair. Son. Yo. Ric Flair as guest referee. Woo! Yo, let's do this. Oh, my God. And we can get, like, the dead bones of Nikita Koloff or a Khrushchev or something like that. Oh, that would be great. Oh, my God. Oh, shout out to 80s wrestling. That was the golden age of all wrestling, right, was right there. If we can get that done, that would be amazing. Oh, man. Let's see. Voodoo chimes in. Stone Cold Steve Austin for vice president. For the white vote. Yes. That's right. That's right. Oh, my God. That would be great at the debates. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's like, what? You want to talk about Planned Parenthood? Well, I don't care. And he throws out like two middle fingers at you and everything like that. They're like, well, here's your Planned Parenthood right here. Take this finger. I'm like, oh, my God. And then he crashes the beer in the front of his head. Oh, my God. Maybe we do need a wrestling. maybe we do need like wrestlers as our politicians. I mean, Jesse Ventura was the mayor. He was the governor of Minnesota. So, yeah, Jesse the Body freaking Ventura. That dude was rocking boas, you know what I'm saying, and dropping elbows at the top rope. Maybe we just need a couple of wrestlers. Yeah, why not? You know, because we are in some surreal type shit right now. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real. Like, this is the most surreal stuff. Like, at no point did we think, like, we have a villain running the country. He's a villain. He's put all the villainry, every classic, like, cartoon villain you could ever think of is, like, running the country right now. Think about that. That is the greatest. Oh, my God. Let's see. Alicia Allen says, LOL, the white vote. You know, you need the white vote. And if Stone Cold Steve Austin can get that done, well, fine. You know, I mean, it's not like we got, like, Dusty Rhodes out here to get the white vote. Dusty Rhodes would have got the white vote, but he's dead. Rest in peace, Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes. Rest in peace, Dusty Rhodes. Oh, man. Let's see. Who else would have got the white vote? Let's see. I think, what's the name? Ric Flair would have probably got the white vote. Oh, Hulk Hogan would definitely get the white vote. That's right. Oh, Hulk Hogan. Oh, Hulk Hogan came in with at least 90% of the white vote. Like, well, he's speaking to me. Boris and Natasha. Yo, Boris and Natasha. Shout out to Adolf. Yeah, Boris and Natasha are running the country right now. That's right. Natasha being Ivanka Trump. That's right. The side piece in chief. That's right. I said it. Voodoo chimes in. If The Rock wins, we will officially be in the Idiocracy movie starring Luke Wilson. Yeah, we're already in the Idiocracy movie. I mean, we're ready there. I think we're past the previews. We are at least 25 minutes into the Idiocracy movie. Let's see. Jonathan Huck says Tom Hanks is on that ticket. Yeah, I saw the Hanks Rock thing, and I was like, you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Tom Hanks. You know what? Because You need to, I mean, with The Rock taking off his shirt and everything like that and pumping it for the sake of, keeping the peace. Sometimes you need somebody who's just going to, like, you know, hit you with a good, like, 4 or 5 minutes of just, like, straight up drama talk. And I'm going to go with Tom Hanks for the win, you know, as vice president. You know, I think Tom Hanks would make a good Joe Biden. And Tom Hanks as Joe Biden. Oh, that would be an awesome Lifetime movie. That would be one of the best Lifetime movies. Man, let's see, Johnson Hanks 2020. Yeah, remember when Kanye was gonna run for office, and then we were like, "Oh, that sounded great." And then he was next to Trump like the next day, and we were like, "No, go away!" Oh my God, it's the worst ever. It's the worst ever. When Kanye was next to Trump, it felt like that moment where you got the last donut in the box and then that donut hit the floor. You know, has anybody had that happen before? No, just me? Just me? Okay, fine. Yeah, because I was like, oh, yeah, Kanye 2020, I'm all about it. Yeezys forever. Woo! And then he's standing next to Trump like it was Big Daddy Kane and Rakim or something like that, or Drake in Future. I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know what? No cookout for Kanye. You know what? Oh, yeah, that's right. For this summer? Oh, yeah, no cookout for Kanye. Oh, the no cookout list. You know what? Next week, the no cookout list. Of the next week's show, I will be presenting you the no cookout list. If you see these people, I'm talking about whether they be celebrities, just around the way folks, you know what I'm saying? You name it. Next week, I will be presenting my all-out no cookout list. There's a couple of people this summer who deemed themselves not ready for the cookout for their actions, their speech, or just because, like, they're just some shiesty-ass fools, grimy individuals, and they don't deserve the right to be sitting around and drinking your Hennessy and your Coronas. So, boom, the no cookout, the 2017 no cookout list will be my next show. That'll be next Wednesday. It'll be an all-out extensive list. Yo, can't wait. I will also, if you wish, I will also be taking suggestions for the no cookout list. So be on the lookout. Yes. If you have any suggestions for the no cookout list, you can send them to buttsweatandbeers@gmail.com, you know, or hit me up on Twitter at buttsweatandbeers. Yeah, it's a white unicorn head. It says buttsweatandbeers. All right, cool. Yes, the no cookout list is. I will be doing the no cookout list next week because some of you folks just want to invite everybody over. I'm like, no. I see you, Dr. Ben Carson. Don't you think I forgot? Are you kidding me? Like, chill out, Betsy DeVos. Get out of here. like, what? You brought Rachel Dolezal with you. Well, hold on. Let's think about this. Ooh, Rachel. You know what? I'm on the fence with Rachel. You know what? Somebody's going to have to – you're going to have to give me a really big reason why I shouldn't invite Rachel Dolezal in. Because I like to think that, you know what I'm saying, she's for the culture. And anybody who's for the culture, hey, is okay by me. People, if you are for the culture, you're okay by me. Tom Hanks, you're okay. Chet Hanks, I don't know. No Chet Hanks. Will be involved. Dolezal, you see, there you go. Adolf says Dolezal slides. I'm going to go with Dolezal slides too. You know why? Because let's say you need to get your hair braided somewhere in the middle of Spokane, Washington, or in the Seattle area, and you can't find anybody. Guess who can help you? Rachel Dolezal for the win. Oh, my God. For the culture, Rachel Dolezal. You know what I'm saying? Go get yourself something. Oh, boo. So DJ Lon says, Ram, recently I've been dealing with a personal dilemma. Tom Cruise is batshit crazy, but I love his films. Do I boycott his Scientology ass and let him burn in hell, or say fuck it and go see the movies? I say no. You go see. Oh no. I'm gonna go see these movies. You go see The Mummy. Yeah, go see The Mummy, Lon. Because here's the thing: Tom Cruise is a fucking movie star. He, like, what he does on his own time, whatever. As long as, look, I got a couple of rules, but there's some hard, steadfast rules. Don't be no woman beater, and don't be no child toucher. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, everything else I can kind of roll with. What, KKK member? Well, I didn't really love you, and we're not really going to be chilling. But, hey, you make a decent movie? I can go. Like, this is the same reason why I still go to Chick-fil-A. Like, yeah, I got plenty of gay friends, but at the same time, Chick-fil-A makes a really good piece of chicken on a biscuit. What am I to do? Like, yes, you know, the dilemma is always there, but you know what I'm saying? You gotta let her in. Alicia Allen says Dolezal does not slide. And you know what? I'm gonna put her in the middle of the list, and we'll have a full on discussion about it. But for right now, I'm putting her on the waiting list. For people to be in, the cookouts? Yes, but the no cookout list, Rachel Dolezal, I'm going to go, she's 60-40 in as of now. Boo. Let's see. Get the hell out of here with that. What the hell are you talking about? Get the hell out of here with that. Good advice indeed. Thank you, DJ Lon. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to spread, you know what I'm saying, good advice. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? I spread peace and love throughout my travels. You know what I'm saying? I'm about the people. You know what I'm saying? Think of the stories. I mean, think of the stories. I just want a couple selfies with Rachel Dolezal. You know what I'm saying? Just so I can have, like, you know, something for Kwanzaa. Oh, that'd be great. Oh, my God. You know, we can have, like, some Kwanzaa postcards with Rachel Dolezal on them? Come on, B. Oh, my God. The marketing? What, you think Hallmark hasn't set that up already? Come on. What? You got two markets in there. It's like Kwanzaa and gentrification. Oh my God. Yeah. Boo. And shout out to Howard University. That's right. Alma mater of Rachel Dolezal. That's right. Rachel Dolezal, like, graduated from Howard University. You heard that, Alicia Allen? Rachel Dolezal graduated from Howard University. Yeah, that's right. The real HU graduated. the real Rachel Dolezal. That's right. The black one. That's right. You, yes, y'all earned that one. Y'all earned that one. Rachel's your girl. What, did you? Yes, HU. Yes, that's right. Rachel Dolezal went to the real HU. That's all. Did anybody see the Howard University graduation? Oh, these Negroes. Oh, they were the best. They would, yo, that I tell you, I didn't go to a black house, but man, there's times where I'm like, ooh, like that looked like fun. In the middle of the graduation, I guess, or at the end, like, everybody was dancing to Swag Surfing. What? And I was like, black people for the win. I tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing. You're like, this is why I always say, like, when people say, like, oh, my God, how are we going to get through the next couple of years? And black people look at each other like, man, we're going to be all right. This ain't nothing. Really? Really? Like y'all voted this clown in, and now everybody's going to be going around sad face. Like, get the fuck out of here. We're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Get over yourselves. Get over yourselves. That's right. I'm talking to you, white people. Get over yourselves. That's right. Get over yourselves. We're going to be all right.
Like, because you know why? Because we swag serving out here. That's all I'm saying. Oh, my God. I just had the swag surf for just a second. Oh, my God, folks. Anyway, we're about to end this show off. But don't worry. We're going to keep it live next week. Yes, be on the lookout for who's on the no cookout list. Yes, it's like the no fly list. This will be the no cookout list. Like, just if you see these people in and around your cookouts, you let them know, like, no. Like, you stay your ass out of here. This Hennessy's not for you. All right? Anyway, thank you all for watching me on Facebook Live. Thank you all for listening to me on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Applaud yourselves. Y'all have been amazing. Boom. Jonathan Hunk says, any recommendations for visiting Nashville, making a trip in 2 weeks? I have never been to Nashville. Geez, I guess Grand Ole Opry? I'm like, what else is in Nashville? Santa's, I was told by the ear hammer DJ herself. Yes, boom. Santa's is a double wide trailer. Wow. So karaoke every single night at Santa's in Memphis. All right, you got that, Jonathan Huck? Anyway, all right. Oh, Nashville. I don't know about Memphis, but okay, but. Nashville. That's right. So in Nashville. Oh, yeah, that's right. So Santa's is in Nashville. So boom, make that happen. Double white trailer, karaoke, good times. Sounds like some beer. You should have some fun. Anyway, I'm gonna get out of here. You've all been wonderful. The no cookout list will be out next week. I hope to see you all there. Until then, let's see. Let's go out swag surfing, I guess. All right. Good night.